Welcome to this episode. I really appreciate you joining me. The title is Do I Need to Know My Subject? And I really believe that you do need to know your subject. And when I say you do need to know it, what I mean is you intimately have to have spent time with it, whatever that might be. If you're painting animals, then you need to spend time with animals a lot. If you paint a landscape, you have to paint the landscape, and you have to walk in the landscape. You have to do all these things in the landscape intimately, and specifically the landscape that's around you. Since I paint the landscape these days, I live in the Sonoran Desert. It's what I see day in and day out. It's what I absorb. So it doesn't matter what landscape it is. It has to be somewhere. You know it intimately, meaning you spent a lot of time with it, most likely around your home, around your house, around your studio. That's kind of the point I'm trying to make. The mechanics of things like learning, you know, basic color mixing and drawing and all these fundamental things, we do not get awards for this. And Bill Reese kind of said this. I'm kind of paraphrasing this, but we don't get awards for that. It's expected in a great piece of art. Okay, so we have to learn the basic fundamentals, and you hear me, I might sound like a broken record, but you have to have the fundamentals down, and then you can possibly create art. So I really feel I painted some of my best paintings of subject matter I really knew I spent time with a lot. It's not to say I don't, you know, if I'm going to paint a mountain scene, it could have been far away from my home, I could probably do pretty decent job with it because I painted so many of them. But as far as having a true, you know, deep soul to it, at least to me personally, it's stuff that I spent time with. So again, whatever that might be for you personally, if you paint a still life, then you, let's say you love to paint flowers, then you should have a garden. I mean, you know, or at least be around flowers a lot. You have to understand them. You have to be intimately connected with them. I hope you kind of see where I'm going with this. It's I really believe in order for art to have a true soul, there has to be a connection, an emotional connection by the painter. Now, as the collector, whoever buys that piece, it's probably similar. It should be similar too. They have to have emotional connection. But as the creator of the piece, you should be spending intimate time or have had spent intimate time with the subject matter in order to understand it. You know, it's hard to explain, but you know it. You know it. You're a painter or a sculptor, or you like to draw. You know what I mean. I mean, I'm hoping you know what I mean. I'm just kind of re-expressing maybe some of your thoughts that reaffirming it, I should say, in this episode. And I just love having these conversations with other artists about this. And I just see I see paintings out there, and these are big shows, some of these, and these are very expensive pieces too. I see, but they have no soul. They're just dead. They're dead inside. There's nothing after the fundamentals. You know, you have your fundamentals, but then if you don't have the soul part in it, it just dies. It's like reading a piece of literature that has all these fancy vocabulary and what have you, but it doesn't. It just, you walked away empty from it. There's nothing there after you read it. Same thing here. There's nothing after you looked at it. There's nothing else there to draw you in. It's sort of dead on the wall there. So yeah, just get to know your subject matter, or paint subject matter that you really know. I think it will make a big difference. Also, come over to my website where I made for you many short video tutorials. These are smaller bit-size video content that explain concepts, ideas, and things that I teach in my own classes.